AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Israel's defense minister says the Israeli military has killed Iran's intelligence minister. The killing follows Israel's killing of top Iranian security official Ali Larijani and the head of the Parliamentary Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer force. Iran lashed out with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of the latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing two people near Tel Aviv. The AP's Jean Gambrell reports a projectile has hit an Iranian nuclear power plant.
Russia and Iran say that a projectile has hit the complex home to Iran's only nuclear power reactor. That reactor is in Bushehr, which is on the Persian Gulf coast in southern Iran. The Russians say that on Tuesday night, this projectile came in and struck the complex. They say that there was no damage done to the reactor there and that no radiological material was released. Iran has said the same thing. And the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is the United Nations nuclear watchdog, also reported the incident but cited Iran for its information. That's because IAEA inspectors broadly have been blocked from viewing Iranian nuclear sites in the aftermath of the 12-day war in June that Israel waged against Iran.
President Trump will be present when the remains of six U.S. service members return to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. All six crew members of a KC-135 refueling aircraft were killed last week when the plane crashed over friendly territory in western Iraq while supporting operations against Iran. Mark Wayne Mullen is appearing before senators for a Homeland Security confirmation hearing as President Trump's deportation push faces rising backlash. This is AP News. The leader of the Supreme Court has a message for those who criticize judges.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts is warning personal criticism of federal judges is dangerous and it's got to stop. President Trump has been critical of judges who don't rule in his favor.
We've seen a handful of radical left judges effectively try to overrule the rightful powers of the president.
Just days ago, the president called a federal judge who ruled against the administration wacky, nasty, crooked, and totally out of control. In a speech at Rice University in Houston, Roberts was careful not to single out anyone or mention any names. He says criticism of judicial opinions comes with the territory and can be healthy, but it's different when the criticism moves away from legal analysis and becomes personally directed hostility. Roberts acknowledged the serious threats by noting Congress has responded by increasing funding for judges' security. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.